Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Live from Chesterfield Mall, this is the 2014 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Brought to you by Aladdin Insulation, providing insulation and guttering for residential and commercial customers for over 65 years. 636-947-8000. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon with Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian the Peon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, I snorted. Sorry.
It's the funniest thing I'll hear all day. Welcome to the food court at Chesterfield Mall. We are here not because we're hungry, but because we are inviting people to come by, including you, to bring an unwrapped toy for the Marine Corps' annual Toys for Tots campaign. We've got several boxes that are stuffed to overflowing, but we could certainly use a few more. We will be here, and the Marines will be here until 6 o'clock. They're in their dress uniforms.
Dress blues.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
If you'd like to come by and say hi to them and also drop off a toy, look for us in the food court here. And since it is a quarter after 5 on a Friday afternoon, even though we're not in the studio, we're going to play the Harris Challenge, which we can't do without you. Our studio line numbers are still working at 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians. It's been almost 3 days since Dan has seen the Well Hungarians perform.
Oh, yes.
You go see them like every week, don't you?
Oh, yeah, usually.
Yeah. He's good friends with the guys in the band, and goes Wednesday nights. They go Wednesday nights to the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where you can get in with no cover charge. They also play Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge and amazing food. And they got a great New Year's Eve gig lined up and a bunch of stuff they're doing between now and then. I'll tell you how you can get all that information in just a moment, but let's go right to our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Kyle, who is it?
Todd is our first contestant.
All right, Todd, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because it's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, the only thing I want to do is say hello to my lovely bride, Tamar. We've been married for 32 years now.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It took us about four trucks to get that thing out here to the mall. It's still working and still spitting out the questions and categories. Led, as always, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Then category two, December 19th century. Category three is everybody, let's rock. Which one would you like?
How about have you been paying attention? Because I haven't.
That's the confidence we like to see on the Harris Challenge, Todd. It's that kind of confidence that can win you fabulous prizes, and here's how you do it. I'm going to ask you five questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass on any question you like and go back and pick it up later as long as you have time left before the buzzer sounds, because that's when I'm going to tally up your points. And if you get at least half of the points available, then you will win a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, you are, Paul. We have.
That was a good one. That was nice.
Oh, thank you.
Nicely done. That was a special mall echo version.
Yes, it was. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant or in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters. We have free movie passes to go see a couple of different movies. Actually,
You forgot to bring the passes with you, didn't you?
No, I actually gave the passes to Josh to take back to the station so he can give you the choices of movies.
A likely story.
That you have, I swear. Or we have a free bowling party.
Yay! The Prize Man!
At Crest Bowl. Or Kingpin Lanes. Crest Bowl's in Florissant. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton. It gives you 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane.
Let me just interrupt you to say, because people don't believe this, you know, there are some bowling places that you go to, you have six people, you go up to rent shoes, they give you like five shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that at these places.
Oh, no.
You have six people, you're going to get 12 shoes.
That's right. 12 shoes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a biped society.
All right. You get 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane and a one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all the questions right, all 15 points, we call it a clean sweep. You get all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
You've chosen. Have you been paying attention as your category, Todd? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the total number of touchdowns scored by both teams last night in the Rams-Cardinals game?
Zippo.
Correct.
Zero.
Who is the chairperson of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which released its torture report this week?
Dianne Feinstein.
Correct. What did the Department of Justice announce that Native American tribes will be able to grow and sell on their sovereign territories?
Hot marijuana.
Correct. What medical condition was President Obama diagnosed with this week?
Other than stupidity?
Yes. Okay, 5-pointer. Who became the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize this week?
Let's go back to the person pass again.
All right, back to what medical condition was President Obama diagnosed with this week?
High blood pressure? I don't know.
Acid reflux. And the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize is that incredibly brave girl, Malala Yousafzai, who was shot in the head because she campaigned for girls to get an education. She has survived that and is quite a spokesperson for the cause. Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got one, you got two, you got three, and that's all. 6 points. And that means, unfortunately, I am going to have to punish you.
Oh.
For our punishment music, we were going to use this last week when the news broke about Burt Reynolds being so broke that he's actually auctioning off a whole bunch of his stuff. Ian actually went online to see what are some of the things that Burt Reynolds is auctioning off. And among them are a monogrammed carriage that he was given by Dolly Parton.
Sure.
When they were making the movie Rhinestone. His voided American Express card, which has his old phone, his old American Express card number that expired in May of 2010. And he took out a Sharpie and he wrote the word void on it. You can bid on that. You can also bid on his leather chaps.
How about his toupees?
No, I don't think they are not on this list. But
he's still using those.
Yeah, they're still used. There's a gold pocket watch that he was given by Sally Field that might have been a marriage proposal from her to him. There's a pair of cowboy boots. There's a fake Oscar statue. I don't know why Bert has one of those. Yeah, a fake one. A real Emmy Award. And my favorite one, an autographed picture of John Madden.
All right.
From the Burt Reynolds collection. Why would anybody else want that? I have no idea. So inspired by all of that, I went deep into the Punishment Music Archives, and I found a song that Burt sang for the soundtrack of Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Oh.
Here it is. It's called Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
Though your hair is all in tangles and your makeup is a mess, most of what you're drinking spilling down your dress, and to keep from falling off your bar stools, about all that you can
do. It's like just being at a bad karaoke night, isn't it?
Yes.
Make my proposition.
I've had enough.
All right, Kyle, just pause it right there. I have a feeling we may have to come back to it. But yeah, Todd has taken enough of that. Sorry you didn't win, but I hope you and your longtime bride have a great holiday season. Thank you very much. And who's our next contestant, Kyle?
Kim.
Kim? Kim with a K?
Kim with a K.
Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm headed home with my son, going Christmas shopping tomorrow.
Okay. We have three categories for you to choose from. December 19th century, Everybody Let's Rock, or our new third category, Astronomy, Astronomy.
How about Everybody Let's Rock?
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Kim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which rocker made his Las Vegas debut at the Frontier Hotel in 1956?
Elvis?
Correct. Which two Saturday Night Live characters did John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd debut in 1978 and later take to the big screen?
Blues Brothers.
Jake and Elwood is right. John Lennon's middle name at birth was Winston, but he changed it to honor his second wife. What was it when he died?
Oh, pass.
Which British rock group was allowed to stay at the Grand Hotel in Bristol, England in 1964, but couldn't have lunch there because they weren't wearing jackets and ties? Was it the Stones, the Who, or the Kinks?
Stones.
Correct. In what heavy metal group did Brian Johnson replace the late Bon Scott as lead singer in 1980?
Pass.
We're back to the John Lennon question. What was his middle name when he died?
Oh, I don't know.
He had changed it to John Ono Lennon.
Oh.
And Brian Johnson replaced Bon Scott as lead singer of AC/DC, who, by the way, are back on the charts. They have, like, the number two song in America this week. I didn't even know they had a new song.
No.
But they're back. So let's see how you did here, Kim. You got the one, you got the two, you did got the four. Oh, unfortunately, that's only 7 points. You don't pass the halfway threshold, and so I have to punish you with Burt Reynolds, too.
Oh, no.
Here it is.
Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive.
This might be the only chance we get. By the way, you can buy that from the Burt Reynolds auction for 5 cents. Kim, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right, let's meet our third contestant. Who's up next, Kyle?
Up next, we have Joe.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Big 550. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I wanted to say hello to the chicks and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, you're stealing Peon's line.
Wait a minute.
You know, Peon's going to be going on paternity leave in a couple of weeks. Maybe Joe could come in and say hello to the chicks
for
you.
What? Paternity leave?
I'm available.
Here are your category choices, Joe. December 19th century, astronomy, astronomy, or U.S. history. Which one would you like?
The rock and roll category.
That's gone.
I know. U.S. history.
U.S. history. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Joe. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In 1864, what four words did Congress mandate be printed on all coins minted as U.S. currency?
In God we trust.
Correct. In what state would you find Glacier National Park? Alaska, Montana, or Minnesota?
Alaska.
Montana. In what state was a golden spike driven into the ground in 1869, marking the completion of the first transcontinental railroad in the U.S.?
San Francisco.
In what state? No, it was Promontory Point, Utah. Which U.S. general gave a speech to the U.S. Congress in 1951 in which he said, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away"? 1951. General Lee. General who?
Lee.
He'd been dead a century by the time Douglas MacArthur said that. Who was the most recent U.S. president to die?
Reagan.
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford.
Yep. Joe, you got the one-pointer, and then things fell apart for you. And so I'm going to have to punish you as well. It's triple punishment day here from the mall. Here's Bert.
You got lipstick showing on your teeth and a run down your hose. You got that cheap perfume, God only knows. Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. Sun is your worst enemy. Thank God it's dark tonight.
Okay, all right. That's enough, Bert. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Joe. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
Here comes contestant number four. Who is it, Kyle?
Mark.
Okay, Mark, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm pulling up to Dairy Queen. It's my kid's 13th birthday today. Happy birthday to Drew.
All right, Drew, happy birthday. Let's see if Dad can win something for you here today. Which category would you like of the two that are left? We have December 19th century or astronomy, astronomy.
Astronomy, astronomy.
Okay. Uranus.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He hasn't asked a question yet.
No. Okay.
Were you answering a question? Or
yeah, I was trying to help. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah, it's my favorite planet. Go ahead.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these describes a lunar eclipse? The sun is between the moon and the earth is between the moon and the sun, or the moon is between the earth and the sun?
C.
No, it's B. The earth is between the moon and the sun. What is the astronomical term for a body in orbit around a star?
Pass.
Which of these is not a term for a star? A yellow midget, a white dwarf, a red giant?
Midget.
Correct. What word that sounds like a retrofitted Chevy car is used to describe the explosion of a star?
Supernova.
That's right. What word applies to any man-made object launched into orbit around the Earth?
Satellite.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What is the astronomical term for a body in orbit around a star?
It's not orbit. It's not a
pass. What word describes Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury?
Uranus.
No.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, well,
yeah. Yeah, Uranus is in there.
Yeah. What word describes those things?
Planet
is exactly right. His 13-year-old son is listening. Calm down.
You can't take him anywhere.
That's all right. He learned the planets.
Yeah, he did.
He learned the planets, didn't he?
Let's see how he did here. You got the 3, you got the 4, you got the 5. Hey, that's 12 points. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo-hoo!
And you saved us from a quintuple punishment day, which we appreciate very much. Have a great holiday and happy birthday to your son.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. All right, one contestant to go. And who is this, Kyle?
Dustin.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first of all, I'm in the PA.
We appreciate that.
Hallelujah. And I'm just looking forward to the weekend. That's about all I got.
Okay. There's one category left, December 19th century, and we've got 60 seconds on the clock, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Which invention did Thomas Edison first demonstrate in his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey, December 20th, 1879?
The light bulb.
Correct. Which state was the first to secede from the Union in December 1860? Was it South Carolina, Georgia, or Alabama?
South Carolina.
Correct. Within five, when the U.S. bought more than 1 million square miles from France in December 1803 for the Louisiana Purchase, how much did each square mile cost?
$10.
It was $20. What was the name of Lewis and Clark's Indian guide and interpreter who died in December 1812 and later showed up on the gold dollar coin?
Magdalena.
Correct. Which industrialist was born in December 1868 and grew up to see his name embossed on hundreds of millions of tires?
That's my last question.
That is your last question, yes.
I don't know the answer.
His name was Harvey Firestone. Not to be confused with Harvey Firestein.
I know.
The Torch Song Trilogy guy.
Yeah.
No, this is Harvey Firestone, the tire guy. Dustin, you got the 1. You got the 2. You got the 4. Oh, it's a quadruple punishment day.
Oh, no.
Once again, Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret.
This is the album that won him the fake Grammy.
Oh.
Let's do something shabby.
I want to go back to the planet game.
I know you do.
This might be the only chance we get.
All right, Bert, have a seat. Wait for the money to roll back in. Justin, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. And that's the Harris Challenge for today. It is brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tomorrow night at a private event, but you can see them 3 weeks from now on New Year's Eve at the Falls in Columbia, Illinois. Go to seethefalls.com, and you'll see all the available packages for the Falls and the Well Hungarians. Keep up with them by downloading the Well Hungarians app, or to find out about all their gigs, go to their website, wellhungarians.net. And that's the Harris Challenge for this week. We play it every Friday at 5:15. Next week will be the final Harris Challenge of 2014, because we're not going to be on the day after Christmas. So next week we will have our Year in Review Harris Challenge.
Ooh.
You now have 7 days to study the previous 49 weeks. Good luck. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we've had some issues out there in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in, Tim.
All right. They've just cleared the accident on eastbound 270 at McDonald. Now, traffic is a solid jam from Highway 70 all the way to McDonald. Now it's going to start making its way to 170 in New Florissant. We do have a crash on westbound 70 near Air Flight that has the left lane blocked. Solid jam from Hanley. Eastbound drivers were slowing from the Rock Road through Air Flight as they took a look at it. Southbound 170, stop and go now from Midland all the way down through Highway 40. They've cleared the accident westbound 70 before Highway 40, but you've got some slow to stop and go pockets from Highway 79 all the way out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. And then it's slow again from A into Wentzville. On westbound 40, you jam up from Vandeventer through McCausland. You're heavy again from Spady out through Mason. A little bit heavy 141 to Timberlake Manor. Eastbound drivers, you're stacked up pretty solid from Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. It looks like on southbound 270, we've got some slow areas now. South of Page down through Highway 44. Westbound 44, a little bit heavy around Elm, Berry Road. You get stop and go in the right lanes from Lindbergh down through Highway 270 and southbound 141. It's slow from Big Bend to Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it could be your choice, too. Get yours at your local club, warehouse, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Enjoy crispy bacon goodness on your favorite breakfast sandwich at Subway. Like the bacon, egg, and cheese. Get it made the way you say. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Jackie and her four children could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, a house cleaning, a cleaning supply basket, auto detailing, an ice skating outing, and more to say thank you. KTRS and AD Lift Truck present Home for the Holidays from the Meadows at Lake St. Louis, Creative Landscapes, Auto Fresh, Gingham's Home Style Restaurant, the City of Florissant, Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses, Better Life Maids, and KTRS.
Affordable Kitchens and Baths, the home of the $5,000 kitchen, now offers that kitchen, fully installed, starting at $8,999. Affordable Kitchens and Baths will remove your old kitchen and fully install your new kitchen with all wood cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, complete stainless steel appliance package, and a sink and faucet. From now till the end of the year, these deals are even more affordable with an offer of 12-month same-as-cash financing at Affordable Kitchens and Baths. For more details, call or visit their showroom Monday through Saturday or go to affordablekitchensandbaths.com.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list. For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Great gifts at great prices this Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Encore Consignment Gallery is Town & Country's newest hidden jewel, the only store of its kind, with over 10,000 square feet of beautiful upscale gently used home furnishing and decor.
Looking to downsize, closing on an estate, or moving on?
Let Encore Consignment Gallery sell those pieces you are ready to part with.
Redecorating?
Find that item you've been looking for at Encore Consignment Gallery, located in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town & Country, or go to facebook.com/Encore Consignment Gallery. This week, get 20% off all holiday decor. Take a look around your car. Is it clean and inviting like when it was new? Or is it slightly embarrassing? You no longer have an excuse to keep it that way. Let AutoFresh, professional mobile auto detailing, come to your home or office and make it look and smell like new again. Satisfaction guaranteed. Find them at AutoFreshSTL.com. They'll lavish your car with a complete interior detail or bring some holiday joy with a gift certificate. You spend so much time in your car, enjoy it. AutoFreshSTL.com. That's AutoFreshSTL.com.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido?
If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-700-3590. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-700-3590. That's 1-800-700-3590.
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
See SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com to see appearance times for the original Crestwood Plaza Santa.
St. Patrick's Center is helping thousands of people each year transform their lives from homelessness to independence. They do this with the support of the community. Please consider a year-end investment in St. Patrick's Center and their mission to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for individuals and families who are working hard to change their lives. Join St. Patrick's Center in making our St. Louis community a better place to live and work. To donate, call 802-0700. That's 802-0700. Or visit them online at stpatrickcenter.org.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team. Now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com. There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
This is Michael Dierberg from First Bank. Warmest wishes for the season from our family at First Bank to yours.
The 2014 Nestle Purina Toy Drive continues live from Chesterfield Mall. Brought to you by Aladdin Insulation. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it one more time, why don't you?
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Coming to you today from the food court of the Chesterfield Mall for the Toys for Tots Drive for the U.S. Marine Corps and Nestle Purina. This portion of the show, as every day, is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, not far from here. I bet if I walked outside and looked, I could see the pig on the roof, which tells you you're in the right place when you want a great meal in or to go. It's Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. And we go live to Southern California now. And here's Mr. Mike Evans.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Give it up.
Come Hello, on. Mike. Take care of your bean. Take care of your bean. Where's that Dan at?
I'm right here.
Dan is right here.
On location.
Take care of your bean.
I'm taking care of bean. I'm here on location.
Pop quiz question. Come on now. In keeping with this week-long theme, celebrities and their collections, name the name of the celebrity who collects Star Trek memorabilia. Bill Gates. Brian Williams. Donald Trump, former President Jimmy Carter.
What happened to your voice?
I was waiting for it. Movie review opens today, top five. You see it?
I did.
You forget that Chris Rock is really a comic genius. Chris wrote and directed this movie. It's truly original, although albeit very rude. Adam Sandler, Whoopi Goldberg, Jerry Seinfeld, a lot of other stars and cameos. World problem, show business, rich and famous, race relations, everything is fair game in this. And there's also a love story. Rated R, 100 minutes, 3 stars.
Yeah, I think it is the funniest movie I have seen this year.
Yeah.
And Cedric the Entertainer's part of this movie was hysterical, and Kevin Hart's part of the movie was hysterical. There's not one part of the movie where I wasn't laughing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really, really, really funny.
Did you see Boyhood?
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
I think we did. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
I heard the Golden Globes liked it a lot, too.
Oh, the Golden Globes suck. I mean, they ignored so many really great movies. It's just, you know... Plus, it's just, it's a party, you know.
I know.
A lot of studios, you know, the word is for years are paying to get nominated. A lot of people won't play their game. It's surprising Angelina Jolie never got along with them, and no surprise, I guess, that she got completely ignored. Now she's got the chicken pox, that poor girl.
She does.
Oh, really?
Right at the time when she's supposed to be out there promoting her movie.
Yeah, she is quarantined for the next 14 days.
Wow.
And so she won't be promoting Unbroken at all.
Huh.
Odds and ends, scoop, Bill Cosby, loyal wife, 50 years. Camille has met with an L.A. divorce attorney. Maybe she wants out, or maybe she's just trying to find a way to protect their money.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
You and I talked about, she is the enabler in the relationship. He's the guy who did all this stuff, but she had to enable him for decades. She had to know.
Absolutely. Cheryl knows if I bet $20 on the Tigers. She knows about it. I don't know how, but
yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
So certainly Bill Cosby's wife had to know what was going on. For Christmas, I know Rosie O'Donnell's getting...
What's that?
Another baby.
Oh. Really?
Adopt another baby. Okay, now, so a little personal comment. You know, I've been on this for so many years, and Frank likes me to tell stories, so I got a story for you today. Who in studio has a dog?
No, Dan does.
Nobody. Well, yeah, kind of.
He kind of has
kind
a dog.
Of a little bit, yeah.
Well, you guys don't like dogs?
No, I do. No. We have 2 cats, though. I've always been a dog person, but the wife came with the cats. So.
I once had a guinea pig.
Oh. You got to love dogs. Dogs are great. Yeah. We have a 5-year-old rescue. He's half Yorkie, half Dachshund. We've had him 4 years. His name is Bogey. Great little guy, loving little guy, but... When we take him for a walk, he pulls like a jackrabbit,
mm-hmm.
And he barks at everything, and he barks at everybody. He wants to chase things, and somebody comes to the house, comes inside, he harasses them. We go Saturday to a restaurant where you sit outside, and they welcome dogs, put a little blanket down for them. Instead of laying down there by us, he's up trying to jump on tables, trying to steal food from the waitress. I mean, just out of control. Well, Cheryl and I talked about it, and then we decided... This bad behavior has got to stop. So we took him to a three weeks ago, we took him to a boot camp.
Oh.
It's about 100 miles from here. 12 hours a day of training, 21 straight days. This is Cheryl and my Christmas present to each other, $1,500.
Oh.
$1,500.
We pick him up tomorrow.
And? Oh.
So on Monday, I'll let you know how the bogey is.
So you haven't seen him at all in 3 weeks then?
Oh, no, we haven't seen him at all.
Wow.
So, yeah, we called, checked on. They say he's doing very good, and he's smart, and he's learning, and his behavior's gotten better. So tomorrow's a big day. We go pick him up.
See, I thought the story was going to go differently. I thought you were going to say, we couldn't take it anymore, and so there's this place 100 miles away, and that's where he lives now.
No, Mike's a dog lover. He couldn't do
it. I love dogs.
Yeah.
Programming note, one of my best friends, Tim Bradley, fights Diego Chavez, main event on HBO, and HBO, it's not a pay-per-view, as you can see, it's free. Check him out, Tim Bradley, The Desert Storm, one of my buddies, good guy, and it should be a great fight. HBO, Saturday night.
Okay.
This date in history, December 12th, 1957, two very odd rock and roll nuggets.
Hmm.
On the same date, same year. One, Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his 13-year-old cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And on the same day, in Portland, Oregon, a radio disc jockey was fired on the spot for playing Elvis Presley's new song, White Christmas. General manager stormed in, jerked the record off the turntable, and fired him immediately, saying Elvis Presley singing Christmas is anti-Christmas and sacrilegious.
Wow.
Typical radio general manager.
Yeah, I think I worked for that guy.
Yeah, I think we all have.
Makes me sick. Makes me want to stink. And you don't want me stinking.
No.
Who collects the Star Trek memorabilia? Bill Gates, Brian Williams, Donald Trump, or former President Jimmy Carter? Please don't call me Jimmy.
Well, I'm going to have to cross Donald Trump off the list completely. There's no chance he collects anything that doesn't say Trump on it. Ian, what do you think?
Presidents on it. I'll say Brian Williams.
I'm going Bill Gates.
I'm going to go Bill Gates.
There's $2 million worth of Star Trek's Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And finally, Aloha Friday. No, we're to Monday. We're going to play a day. Aloha Friday. I really hope that Bogey doesn't come back the same old
day. Yeah, good luck.
Sorry. Lily Okalani, Lani on the OK, yellow, two and a cock, and a and hoo hoo hoo. Two, way, come, try,
that's Mike Evans, is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And speaking of sponsors, this day at Chesterfield Mall will not be possible without some of our great sponsors, including Aladdin Insulation. And their man, Steve Mace, is sitting right here at the table with us. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
You got any big plans for the holidays coming up?
Not really. But, you know, stay home. Enjoy the family.
Yeah, nice. Take some time off.
Maybe.
Now let's talk about insulation for just a second here, because here's the only thing I know about insulation. It's all fiberglass. True?
No.
No, see? I don't know anything about fiberglass. That's
now,
it.
Now hold on a second. I did work at one point. I quit Sambo's when I worked at Sambo's, and I worked at an insulation plant where we made insulation out of newspaper. Out of old newspaper. It was called Fibron, and that plant has since closed because a guy got killed and everything. But it was a big mess.
That's a nice heartwarming
story for the holidays for the kids listening.
Yeah, Steve, do they still make insulation out of newspaper?
I don't believe so.
Yeah,
probably.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Probably why?
It's a good thing.
No, actually, you know, there's a number of different ways you can go with your house. The fiberglass insulation. There's blow-in insulation. There's also spray foam insulation as well.
Oh.
So it just really depends on how much you want to insulate your house or your business, because we do both commercial and residential.
That spray foam stuff, I've seen that. I have a friend who just redid his home. He lives in South City, and he had spray foam all along the walls of his basement. Is that where it gets used the most?
It can be. It can be upstairs in your attic, just wherever you want to. And it just depends on what type of R factor. And, you know, people are familiar with R factors. They can go from anywhere from 13 and on up.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what you want to do as far as your utility bills are concerned. And that's really the biggest effect we can have for you, is reducing those utility bills.
Yeah, because people don't realize how much heat is leaking out of their house this time of the year, or cold in the summer when they're air conditioning, and so they come to you. Let me go back to the spray foam for just a second. What is that? That's obviously not fiberglass, because I was wrong about that before.
It's a chemical foam.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not a chemist, but, you know, it's actually a foam.
It sprays on, sticks to the wall.
Right. And it cures, and it stays there forever. And a lot of people will elect to do the spray, and then they'll do, on top of that, the fiberglass insulation, just to kind of get a double hit as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. And you guys do commercial, you said, as well
as
residential. Companies are getting a lot more energy efficient these days, aren't they?
They are. You know, there's a lot of warehouses around the St. Louis area that want to save on utilities. They may be – it depends on what they're storing there. So they have to keep a constant temperature at whatever level they're looking for.
Sure, yeah.
And it's all dependent on what kind of insulation they put in. We did a bunch of warehouses not too long ago out in the St. Charles area.
Yeah. See, that's one thing I would not have thought about. Okay, we have a refrigerated area. Again, let's keep the cold in so you insulate it. Perfect.
We actually, the other thing just came to mind, we did a restaurant that had a cooler, and we insulated around that cooler so they kept a constant temperature there as well to keep their food well.
Nice. So it's not just keeping your basement warm or your attic cool or whatever it is you need to do. For more information, you can go to the website MASCOCS. What does that stand for?
Masco. Actually, we're a part of Masco Corporation.
Uh-huh.
And Aladdin has been around for over 65 years and is part of the Masco family as
all right.
well.
So it's Masco CS.
Right.
For Aladdin Insulation. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
And supporting us here as we do our Toys for Tots drive here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, let's do this. Ah, that's the music. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Friendship, Wisconsin, where a cop spotted a car with a broken taillight to cross over the center line of the road. So he pulled over 75-year-old driver John Perzabila. The officer asked John if he had been drinking, and John replied he hadn't had any alcohol, but he'd eaten some beer batter fish for dinner. That was the reason he was drunk. He'd had beer batter fish. So the cop gave him a breathalyzer. John blew a .62. You know, that's over the legal limit. And it's also trouble because John had 9 previous arrests for DUI. So at that point, John was slapped with his 10th DUI, along with his 3rd offense for operating the car while having a license revoked. Oh, by the way, in case you're wondering, you cannot get drunk on beer-battered fish because the alcohol cooks out when it's fried. Next, we go to Staten Island, New York, where someone drove by the Latin Paradise nightclub at about 3 o'clock in the morning, fired several shots, injuring 2 men. Another man heard the shots, ran to his car, got in, drove home, fell asleep, and 13 hours later at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, discovered that he was among the people who'd been shot. He had a graze wound on his left buttock. His aunt called 911, took him to the hospital. He was treated and released. The man told police, "I must have been too drunk at the time to notice I had been shot."
Oh.
So, of course, he couldn't identify the shooters or even give him any other information. In Mount Lorne, Canada, in the Yukon Territory, the fire marshal's office looked into what had caused a house fire, ended up blaming it on a dog. Apparently, the dog had found a box of Strike Anywhere matches and started to eat them. Sure enough, one of the matches lit from the friction of the dog's teeth, started a fire that caused extensive smoke damage and burned the house down. Fortunately, the dog's owner wasn't home at the time, and the canine arsonist and another dog who lived there managed to get out through the doggy door before the flames engulfed the house. And we'll finish today in Saskatoon, Canada, where 2 guys went into a Tim Hortons donut shop and ordered breakfast, but got into an argument with the waitress over having the onions in their omelets diced. When the argument escalated, one of the men reached into the pocket of the other man, pulled out a garter snake, and threw it behind the counter. That made all the employees and some of the customers run outside in fear and call the cops. Fortunately, nobody was injured. Officers quickly found it was only a garter snake, not venomous. They took it away, found a temporary home for the snake, which they've named Outlaw. They're going to release it into the wild in the spring. As to the 2 guys, cops gave them a temporary home, too, the kind with bars on it, where they had to stay for a few hours until they sobered up. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS. And that's it from our Toys for Tots drive for 2014 here at the food court at the Chesterfield Mall. Thanks to the Marine Corps. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Johnny Lomax at this end and Kyle Buettner at the other end for making things possible. On behalf of them and Tim and Ian and Dan, I am Paul Harris. We'll see you next week on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
And thanks to the guy from Way Cool Balloons who's over here making balloon animals and stuff. I talked to him. He goes from G-rated to X-rated balloons.
Ooh.
So I know. It's pretty wild. Here's Tim Weiland with a final check on traffic. Hello, Tim.
Hey, you guys did a good job. It sounded real professional.
Thank you. We're thinking about going into the business.
What?
Yeah,
yeah, really. That blows Dan's mind. Professional. All right, things are getting a lot better on the highways. Now, they've cleared that accident on southbound 170 at Ladue, but you're still stacked up in pockets from Page down through Highway 40. They've also cleared the accident on eastbound 270 at McDonald. Now, you are slow from about, we'll call it Highway 70 to just before 370, and then you're heavy again as you approach Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 70, they've cleared the crash near Air Flight. You're still backed up from Hanley to about 170, and then you get some slow pockets making your way out towards Lindbergh. Southbound 270, a little off the pace now near Manchester. You've got a new crash just reported on westbound 40 at Mason, or between Mason and Maryville Center. Eastbound 40 is stacked up still from Highway 270 all the way in through Big Bend. It looks like northbound 170, we're heavy from 70 up through Airport Road. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
And now, a Golfmas Carol brought to you by Golfsmith.
On the 12th day of Golfmas, my Golfsmith gave to me 12 Pro V1s, 11 Under Armours, 10 Golf Tech Lessons, 9 Nike Pants, 8 Bertha Iron, 7 Golfsmith Gift Card, 6 Garmin Watches, 5 Iron 2.
Come celebrate Golfmas, happening right now only at Golfsmith.
2 Cleveland Wedges and a tapping birdie on a par 3.
Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It's not fair to safe drivers.
A man convicted of his 10th DUI is sentenced to probation. The conditions in place designed to keep him away from alcohol.
A disturbing murder in North St. Louis County. What neighbors say they saw early this morning.
An important part of St. Louis history is up for sale. We'll take you inside the Masonic Hall and what the Masons are hoping to get for it.
But first at 6, suspects wanted for stealing from a store then struck a police car and another driver into pair this afternoon. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Tom O'Neill, in for Sandy Miller. The accident happened as hundreds of shoppers were trying to get to the nearby West County Center. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce joins us from the DePere Police Station.